This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And now, with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Bish.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from Friday from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.92, down 4. December corn, $4.76, down 2 and 3 quarters. March corn, $4.88 and 3 quarters, down 2 and a half. August soybeans were $13.49 and 3 quarters, down 5 and a half. September soybeans, $12.75 and a quarter, up 8 and a half. November soybeans, $12.28 and a half, up 4 and a half. September wheat was $6.50 and a quarter, up 1. December wheat, $6.61 and a half, up 3 quarters. March wheat, $6.71 and a half, down a quarter. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with wheat slightly higher and corn and soybeans slightly lower. Corn and soybean futures were weakened by the beneficial weather in the forecast for the Corn Belt. Soybean futures did get a boost from the announcement of the sale of 220,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shale corn bids mixed at 545 to 562. Soybeans mostly 12 to 17 lower at 1318 to 1337. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shale corn bids mostly 4 to 8 lower at 575 to 615. Soybeans dropped 6 to 9 cents at 1351 to 1374. In the southern part of the state, shale corn bids were down 12 to 14 cents at 583 to 622. Soybean bids were mostly 5 to 12 cents higher at 1351 to 1390, and the wheat bids up 1 to 6 at 630 to 654. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mostly a nickel lower at $13.40 to $14 even. Basis mostly steady, range from 10 under to 50 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $500.30 a ton, up to $522.30, which was down $10 to $15 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 4 cents at $5.92 to $6.22, with basis steady, range from 100 to 130 over September. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quarter producer corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher today at 577 to 595, with basis gaining 5 to 8 cents, range from 85 up to 103 over September. Soybeans were up 4 to 6 cents at 1370 to 1374, with basis gaining 9 to 11 cents, range from 20 to 24 over the August. Wheat prices gained 1 to 6 cents at 638 to 650, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger, ranging from 12 under to option September. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 11 cents lower at 590 to 592. These same elevators also lowered their soybean prices by 6 cents, with quotations at 1365 to 1379. Soft red winter wheat up a penny at 668 to 669, while the Milo ended 4 cents lower at 650 to 651. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 442 up to 461. New crop soybean bids 1191 to 1222. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 446 to 460. New crop bean bids 1192 to 1216. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from 450 up to 463, with the new crop soybean bids range from 1204 up to 1223. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are the closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were $121.80, up 15 cents. October live cattle were $125.85, up 35 cents. December live cattle, $128.65, up 32 cents. August feeder cattle were $152.60, up 25 cents. September feeder cattle, $1,560, up 22 cents. November feeder cattle, $158.92, up 52 cents. August lean hogs were $97.77, down 80 cents. October lean hogs, $84.80, down $1.17. And December lean hogs, $81.85, down 75 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 34 cents lower, in a range of 90.69 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of 91.78. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $3 to $5 higher, with very good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 72 to 75. 4 to 5 weights traded at 73 to 80. 5 to 550 at 76 to 83, and over 550 pounds at 78 to 85. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded a dollar higher, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 69, with few up to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 14,489 head. Moving on to the Walnut Livestock Auction, with receipts totaling 425. Trade was active with good demand. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of 120.25 to 124.75. Choice slaughter heifers traded from 119.50 to 124.50. And choice slaughter Holstein steers traded in a range of 101 to 116. For our slaughter cows, boners with an average dressing traded at 81.50 to 87.50, and leans with an average dressing traded at 71 to 77.50. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 119 to 123.50, and on a dress basis from 190 to 195. Heifers on a live basis traded from 120 to 123, and on a dress basis in a range of 192 to 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 275 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $99.51, which was 5 cents lower. From the National Boxed Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $187.15, which was 51 cents lower, with select carcasses at $182.71, which was 1 cent higher. For the estimated daily slaughter, under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 122,000 for last week and 118,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 395,000 compared to 398,000 for last week and 394,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 18 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
We know that every minute M&M Service Company can save you on the farm means more time to spend with your kids. That's why M&M Service is your one-stop source for farming, information, technology, value-enhanced grain programs, diesel fuel, propane, grain handling systems, and so much more. At M&M Service, they're dedicated to making your time in the fields more productive, more profitable, and more efficient. Because they're a family operation, too, they understand how important it is to spend more time with your kids. For more information, visit them on the web at mnmservice.com. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 70s and light south winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, showers likely, highs in the mid 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Wednesday. Low temperatures in the mid 60s, highs in the low 80s. Clear skies at the Weather Center, right now a temperature of 50 degrees. This reminder, Gillespie residents on Baker between Macoupin and Fillmore Streets, a boil water order is in effect until further notice. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Come see the Butler Homecoming this Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. Friday night, enjoy all you can eat river fish for only $8. New this year, 13 classes of garden tractor. Kids pedal pull and races will begin at 7. On Saturday, starting at 11 a.m., see the tractor pull. Then at 6 p.m., the truck pull. The class reunion for the Butler School will be Saturday at 2 at the community center. Food stands will be open all day, each day, at the 53rd Annual Butler Homecoming this Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. And once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. The American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and the U.S. Canola Association sent a letter to House and Senate Ag leaders Friday, making clear they still favor more market-oriented farm policies, and that won't change as both chambers prepare for a conference on the farm bill. All three organizations say they will oppose any bill containing a risk management program that would tie planted acres to target prices. The associations also made it clear they will oppose any program that distorts planting decisions in years when prices fall below support levels, resulting in surplus production of some commodities, reduced acreage for small crops, depressed domestic and international market prices, and also potential World Trade Organization actions against the U.S. The top House Ag Democrat says Speaker John Boehner has told him he wants an end to delays and get the House-Senate Farm Bill negotiations going in September after the summer recess. Nothing is decided yet, and House conservatives could still stand in the way of House-Senate negotiations. But Colin Peterson says Boehner gave him and Ag Chair Frank Lucas new assurances after talking with Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
He indicated that if the nutrition thing didn't come together, which he didn't think it would either, that he intended to appoint Tom Freeze as soon as he got back from the August recess.
Peterson says Boehner hasn't done so yet to avoid a floor fight over a motion to instruct House conferees to take certain positions in talks with the Senate. But now...
He said to us the most telling thing was, we're going to appoint conferees after we get back, and we're going to get this done by September 30th. Because we don't want to drag, we want to get this done, and we don't want it to drag into the end of the year, government shutdown, all that stuff that looks like it's coming.
Peterson says Boehner hasn't been a problem. He charges GOP leader Eric Cantor doesn't want a farm bill and has tried to delay talks with the Senate until the House passes a separate nutrition bill.
If they put a separate bill on the floor and try to cut more money, what they're going to do is alienate the Democrats that we're going to need to pass this bill at the end of the day, because I'll guarantee you the way this thing comes back from the Senate, a lot of Republicans are not going to vote for it.
62 conservatives voted against the failed farm bill with more than $20 billion in 10-year SNAP savings in June. And a House-Senate compromise would likely be less since the Senate-passed bill calls for just $4 billion in cuts. Congressional Black Caucus Chair and Ag member Maria Fudge, meantime, met with Eric Cantor last week and offered a compromise on SNAP cuts, but also came away frustrated Cantor doesn't really want to pass the farm bill. And here's something from the Associated Press that might make you shake your head. Animal welfare advocates are launching a campaign called the Someone Project that aims to highlight research depicting pigs, chickens, cows, and other farm animals as more intelligent and emotionally complex than commonly believed. The hope is that more people might view these animals with the same empathy that they view dogs, cats, elephants, great apes, and dolphins. The goals of the project are twofold: to build broader public support for animal rights, and also to boost the rank of Americans who choose not to eat meat. And pigs may be as smart as dogs, but I doubt this animal rights group is covering how pigs are also definitely much more dangerous and apt to harming people than your typical fluffy lap dog. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh.